two items. Monarch Village is the first one. This is in. Okay, how late is it for me? South Hills. So it's kind of over by RSL. We just were. So this is part of the South Hills Master Plan, South Hills Development Agreement. So we've been working with them for, it seems like a long time on this property, but for a few months. Going back and forth a little bit, made some suggestions. So they're here tonight to show it to you, give you just kind of a quick once over, see if you have any questions, comments, concerns, want to throw things at them, whatever you want to do. So.
Times of me, huh?
Yeah.
It's all. You can stand right there. It doesn't really matter to me.
Open the PowerPoint.
Which one's the power? Oh, there it is. Why don't you introduce yourself to everybody?
No problem. I'm. My name is Brian Flatt. I represent DAI, one of the partners there. Also, was Candlelight Homes. We merged with Lennar, and so this project will be a combination of both of us. In the South Hills development, we approached, or Wasatch approached us to come into the project. We've been building this particular product in other cities, and it's been accepted well in the market, and haven't built it in Harriman, and we're excited to come with the development agreement in place already, and kind of some standards in place to follow to kind of fall right in line. So. Do you want me to take a clicker?
No, you know, I was just looking because you don't really have a site plan. Well, I'm sure you do.
There,
so this is just across from RSL, just south of Camelot of the apartments. So it is right adjacent to the apartments we approved a few months ago.
Yeah, where did they change their name?
To Soleil.
It's not Camelot anymore?
No.
It's not Camelot. It's Soleil now.
Soleil apartments. Yeah.
These are the super energy efficient ones, right?
That's right. So this is right next to that, just so you kind of.
We're going to try to
know where you are.
Power into ours.
You're going to try and use other power? Yeah.
By the way,
everything with the clubhouse.
Yes, exactly.
That's right. Everything with the clubhouse.
Today. So that's still looking very good.
Everything.
That's
what they're doing. Adam still has
sounds.
We'll see.
We couldn't
put it in the motion.
So
we'll see.
I know. Okay, go ahead.
So essentially, and I can see a lot of you have it up. It's a long rectangle swath just adjacent to them. And the project's 260 townhome units. And like I said, I've got some renderings here, but I've also got some pictures of others that we've built and are building as we go through. So there's two halves to the project. The half on the east will be for rent. The half on the west will be for sell. And we wanted it to feel like one project, but still their units are a little different on the for sell. So we wanted to make sure it still flowed well together. So the color schemes and so forth work together. But the first couple of pictures in that elevation are on the for rent. And that's what we've been building under Candlelight Homes for the last several years. It's our contemporary craftsman home that we built a lot in Harriman and Bluffdale and all over. Out here in the south end of the valley.
So are you folks going to manage those as well?
Yes. So the
you're not going to sell it off.
No, the for sale will sell off, and we'll actually deed restrict those so they can't be rentals.
Okay.
And there may be some small 10-15%, something like that, that they usually want us to do. But in general, we don't want a whole bunch of rentals right next to the ones we're going to own long term. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we've been building rental projects all over for hold. So these aren't built to sell. These are built for us to hold, so we want to do them right, that they're going to work long-term on the market for our own product. So these are the for rent. They all are two- or three-bedroom units. All of them have two-car garages.
Basements?
About half will have basements, and all of the for sale will have basements. So if you go to the next one, there's a few pictures. This is just to show the style a little bit. You can see there's some three-story on this one in South Jordan that we built, but big overhangs, full hardy board and stone. And if you keep going for a couple of pictures, you can see at night you start to see some of the doors and the windows and all light up. It's we don't chintz on the lighting. I tease my partner that he's trying to develop a hotel or something, and he's lighting these things up so bright, but, and you can kind of see how they enter, pretty big porches throughout, and, you know, fitting with the stone and the clear doors. This is the for sale portion, and while we built the actual floor plans, because their floor plans are so similar within the building, Michael and Brent, this is one of the things why we've been working on it for a little while. We had to go back to Lennar and say, guys, their original draft, it would look like the barracks. Mm-hmm. So we've worked with them through some styling with the architect that we use. And you'll see a picture after this one of a couple of slides down of a front load that we built similar to it. And so you can kind of get a feel for what it looks like. Although these ones will be alley load. It's the next picture. You can kind of see that look and feel that they'll have. So the color schemes will kind of flow together, where the body themselves will be similar throughout the project, and then the accent colors are what break out through the buildings.
These are all alley load, like you said, right?
The whole project is alley load, but they all have garages. One of the things, when we get down to it later, that's a little different than a lot of alley loads is we have added on some of the units actual driveways to just get more parking. While it's not required, we found through all the townhomes we've been selling and renting over the last several years that biggest deal killer really quick is if someone shows up to buy or rent and they can't find a spot to park. So unfortunately, some of our roads had to widen, or we had even a lot more parking. But let's go to the next page. So site plan. And I will down later we'll have a more detail on the slides of our community center, but you can see everything on the right half is are the for rent. Although you notice that the units there on the north on the top are platted out. Mm-hmm. We're gonna save that as phase two and see how well the rental goes, and if needed we'll sell those as for sale. So we wanted to reserve that option. And
which are you thinking is a stronger market for this product type, the for rent or the for sale?
I think they're both strong. It's just a matter of in townhome rental projects in Salt Lake and Utah County, 130 units is on the bigger size. So our hope is to actually build all 130 as one phase, but we need to be renting at a certain pace to hit there. And if we find that it's shy of that pace, then we may take those north end units. They'll still have to build them to look and feel like the east half, but make them for sale.
So I have a question for you.
Sure.
For the community center, is that open to both sides or just the
four? Yeah, it'll be for both sides. And I think my next slide maybe shows the community center.
Yeah.
Okay, there it is. So we'll have a pretty good sized pool, hot tub. Within the community center, there's a fitness center, big gathering area, and we'll also have our leasing office in there. And then we've been able to squeeze some room for pickleball down there on the edge. These days pickleball is mandatory, Mike. But the problem is I think my 10-year-old's beating me at it, so it's a tough one to go. But as far as the community center, one of the things we've noticed out there is probably because of the open space at the soccer center, there's not a lot of open space within the unit or within that section of the community. But where this is maintenance-free living for these people, we still felt like we wanted to go over the top. So this is a lot nicer than you would see typically on probably any of the other town-owned communities around the south end of the valley. It's fortunately, there's enough units to justify it and do it. A nice pool, a nice hot tub, a nice fitness center. And it'll look and feel with the style of the units in the community. Just general color palettes. Again, the main body, we like to do the same and then use the accent colors to break it up. It just flows better through the community we found. So those are the colors. But then the next page, you can kind of see how it lays out.
Is all the stone the same on all of them?
Stone's the same. Did I cut off the stone? I don't see it.
No, it's here, it's all the same, I was just wondering.
Oh, there it is, that looks like a color.
Ash and dry stack.
I got my new, went to the eye doctor last week, they took my glasses back to
color one
to get a new prescription, so I'm without for a couple weeks.
Yeah. Color one and color two are also all the same color.
They're all the same.
Highlights.
Yeah, so if you
highlight the door that's different.
If you see, like, go back up. I don't know if I have a picture of it in those pictures, but almost all our town communities will do the body the same, and then the colors on the outside. And they're not small little pop-outs. It's big amounts of color.
So the pop-out at the end.
You'll see, different pop-outs. That's where it's bringing the different color in, but then the stone and the body color kind of brings them together at the same time.
We're gonna talk more about that.
So, are you stepping the foundation?
Foundation
slope,
yeah. So,
because it looks pretty slope.
So, I don't know if you've driven by there recently, but as part of the dirt cleanup for what's the new name for Camelot?
Soleil.
They took care of a lot of the piles of dirt on our side as well, so it's cleaned up a lot. But unlike the project that I'm not sure who's developing it to the north of Soleil, but that one where they're going, the buildings are heading north to
edge,
south, and you're I think it's Volkman.
Oh, maybe it is AM.
They're like step, and there's really not a lot of usable. Whereas here when you're going this way, we'll step the foundations every 2 to 3 units, but you're able to
not get... Not every driveway is going to be different.
No, you don't go, it's not that steep, and by doing it this way, your front porches all flow together, and the back driveways and stuff, you're not walking out to a retaining wall or walking in. It works a lot better to step it that way.
I think the fact that the building will be stepped will help this project.
It breaks the roof lines up huge instead of this big long... big long run, it'll break up.
So each max five units are the same color scheme.
Yeah. So.
So is that building a 10-plex, but then it's five? The color is half. I mean, it's okay.
And Joe had changed that from driving and talking with you guys originally. We typically don't switch them within a building, but we felt like some of those are big enough that they can switch midway, and it'll be fine and break it up. Or some of the smaller ones, he's kept them the same. This exhibit is just really more for highlighting parking. So you can see the units on the southwest. All those have driveways in the back. And then all of the units down the middle have that parallel parking. Or it's not parallel, it's straight in parking. So there's actually quite a bit of parking there. We did break it up, though, in working with staff. Originally, we had all parking there, and there was concern that it was just going to feel heavy, hard surface. So we've broken up, and I do have available.
So this is parking here.
It's across there, but
right. These are the front doors.
Yeah, but there's actually more islands. For some reason, he's colored over some of them with the parking.
Because
basically, if you look at those ones right there, where there's four together, the whole way across it goes like that.
There's
I don't know why it's colored. So you have sections for deciduous, bigger style trees all the way down. And we also, one of the things that we're big on is in the alleys, having enough room to have, even though you can't have big deciduous trees on some of those smaller alleys, having grasses and shrubs to break it up. And I drove out with Michael to one of our projects and showed him how we've done it and how some of the alleys looked. And I won't speak for him, but I think we eased some concern about how the alleys will look.
You did a good job managing your alley construction.
So,
where are your visitor parking? That was going to be my question.
So again, that we've got there's a.
So they.
I don't know the quantity off.
It's on the end there.
It is somewhere in your.
I think it's on the site plan. So how many stalls?
Let's see if it's on here somewhere. No. It is on there.
Yeah.
There's 112 on street parking stalls.
Garage parking 520 stalls, driveway parking 60, on street parking 112.
Yep.
Total 692, which is 2.66 per unit.
We've continued to ramp ramp those up on a ratio. Again, as just as we've done it more and more, when you're dealing with tight streets, if you don't have the parking, you can't just assume just because there's a townhome or garage that they're going to fit it all in there and park in there. So while it is visitor intended, it's a big deal to have the sufficient parking in. And I think you see with a lot of other projects, they don't park anywhere near that ratio on it.
They've never seen that before.
That's my buddy Jim. So, we did do as per the request of the staff. I have it here that you could pull up if you want. Probably doesn't mean a lot because it's so detailed on the screen, but we do have a full planting schedule done, showing all the trees, shrubs, everything we're doing. And one thing that I, if you go through any of our projects, Harriman or elsewhere, BAI is known for good landscaping. It's a big deal for us as much as the look of the buildings, doing the landscaping right. And where you're driving into these coming from the east, the nice thing about having all alley load product coming in, you're going to be looking at the fronts of buildings with trees and so forth,
yeah,
all the way into the project.
Yeah, that's nice. Out here.
So you're not looking at a bunch of garages right there.
This is Academy on this side, and this is actually commercial on the south side here. Then Mountain View, it butts right up to Mountain View on the other side.
We'll definitely want to see more in context, just to help not only the commission but the public understand how this fits in with what's happening around it.
No problem.
Yeah. My only thought, or maybe proposal, in looking at this is the middle street, the main street, through the whole thing, that's a very long street. And so I was wondering if there's maybe some way to break it up. The one idea that I was thinking of is if there was a roundabout right there in the middle, that with some planting in the middle of that roundabout, that just make it so you aren't looking
see the long,
such a long street.
A racetrack.
Yeah, I was
gonna
say that.
Runway.
Yeah.
I think it's gonna be tough. But by the time you do a roundabout, it takes a lot of room. But I think the trees will soften it up, and we'd be open to putting
in the middle would really just do a lot. So help separate it. Yeah.
I don't know if you got. You probably can't do a little bulb out.
I was just gonna say what we just learned about maybe little bulb outs on the corner or something.
The corners, but it's already pretty narrow. Yeah.
Yeah. If there was some way to break up that long street, my idea was a roundabout, but. It doesn't have to be that, but there's some way to break it up that would help. I mean, on that bottom road or the alley, that one gets broken by the pool there, which
you got a raised clubhouse.
Yeah,
that's not very speedy.
Well, that's a little speedy. If you have raised crosswalk, that would help.
Where it's a private road, is anyone? I don't know how it is in Harriman with speed bumps or anything like that.
Nope.
On private roads.
You can do what you want.
It's private road, yeah. You can do what you want.
It's kind of elevated sidewalk. It's a speed bump. Elevators.
Well, instead of a roundabout, why not just something in the middle, like a tree or something, plants? Maybe
something.
Go
something
like
around.
A meeting.
Yeah.
Even in that main, the main one, if you really want
to
slow it down, and
we just
talked about this, but they have just north of the high school on 6000 as you go into Daybreak, they have that sidewalk, raised sidewalk as a separation.
Yes.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And it's like a speed bump, but it's really just a huge raised in the whole
crosswalk.
It's not just the intersection,
yeah.
The whole intersection,
the whole
between crosswalks.
Yeah. And so, I mean, that probably
breaks it up and makes it.
Yeah.
Look at that.
And so it's longer. And literally, if you go just down 6000,
mm-hmm.
just keep going past the high school, keep going north
through the line,
and keep going straight. And once you hit the next like little turn right, it's right there in front of you. And it's nothing too fancy, but it literally, I mean, I think they have some design in the middle of a little bit just to break it up, make it look a little nicer.
Straight through,
I had a big bronze deer in, behind our office that we were supposed to use somewhere. I'll put it in the road and play the game.
I'm sure people.
Jim's been, it was supposed to go somewhere before the recession last time, and now it's been stuck behind our office.
Listen, as long as you call the road deer in the headlights.
Jim put it in his yard.
I've been trying to put it in his yard. I'd like to get this thing out of the office.
Yeah, is there, so is there no road right next to the amenity space?
It's like a little alleyway. Is it an alley?
No, this road comes
to main road.
That road right there is that what you're talking about?
Oh, yeah.
That's that main stub in, right?
Yeah. So that's the entrance.
It does look really narrow. Though.
It looks really narrow. It's not. Is it two way?
It's the same. It's probably something to do with how this.
Okay.
It's the same dimension
as
the other one.
Because the other one.
Oh, okay.
There you go. Okay.
That's. Oh, there's parking.
I think that map that you had before has a little bit of weird thing because the parking's on the other side of the road in the last picture.
So yeah, it looks like you've got a little.
So you said this is pull-in parking, not parallel parking.
Yeah. I first said parallel, then I thought I corrected. So you can see that. That's why there's so many stalls. But then you've got those bigger breaks where the trees are. They're not. There are probably two or three stall width breakups there. So as you look down that, as time grows and those deciduous trees grow up, they'll actually.
So these.
So no parking on the other side. Sorry.
These are the ones with driveways right here, right?
Those are the driveways
right there.
So they all have.
So that's all the visitor parking right
here. Driveway and garage. Everyone has a garage.
Right. Yeah, so all the way down the middle,
yeah.
And then those units there on the
so all this on street parking here.
Yeah.
So what's on the other side is just landscaped and sidewalk on the north side of that.
Yeah, we originally had parking on both, and then fire marshal wanted a wider road.
The road's got to be wider.
So private, you'll snowplow it and all that, obviously. Maintain it.
So I assume it's got HOAs in this?
Yeah.
I feel bad for the homes in the back. The visitor parking is all that main road.
Yeah, that's a little.
There's no parking over here.
Right.
Or on the other side.
The other, the south side.
Yeah.
So in theory, I hear they could park all on the street out here, right?
Okay.
Yeah, it's mostly just that back road.
This back road, isn't it? Because they won't be able to. Well, those are all driveways, so there won't be any parking. I mean, they're all garages.
No driveway.
I mean, I didn't have a problem with the lower half because you have a driveway and you can get off the road.
For the
lower ones and the front ones, you just park in front.
The amount of stalls is fine, but it's
where
some of where they're located.
We ran into the dilemma. It was we had them laid out different, and when we sort of happened to widen roads. It started to condense into one spot. So
which side is the rentals and which side is the
it's right. Half it's half of half. You can kind of see that line going.
Thanks.
It seems like they stagger all two roads.
I can't read the print
where you're talking and trying
to
balance the parking
on
the left side or something.
Or take out this building, the little tot lot, and a little parking lot.
There you go.
I'd be taking a bunch of people to work from the house, rearrange other houses on the street.
There is, it doesn't show here, it doesn't link to parking, but there is a trail all the way around that'll tie into the main trail as well up front.
It looks like you have gaps between some of the buildings as well, too, right? Is there
one
of those things, walkways and stuff,
too?
So they park there, they got the walkway to get there.
And you've talked to these guys you're working with them on, because there is some retaining between your site, right?
We're working with Wasatch. Our engineers are working together to try to smooth that out as much as possible. The hope is that we might be able to do it with just a slope and not even have to
mess the requirements
on it. Okay.
So you have the entrance on the right end.
So just from somebody who owned a townhome for a couple of years, we chose, because we had family who would always visit, we chose where there would be parking for our family. So I don't see if people want to have these townhomes and they have family, I think it's going to be hard for those rooftop homes without visitor parking close.
Yeah.
Especially if they have like disabilities, like older parents.
Yeah, we're open airs. We've looked at it every which way. We're heavily parked, but trying to figure out how to get.
Yeah, more.
We had it originally totally different, but it just wouldn't work with fire standards.
If you do it at, you know, the angle parking, does that give you more space to be able to have options on another one or no?
It's less, and we lost units or we lost stalls.
Yeah.
Angle doesn't. That's happening because angle really get.
You get much depth, but you lose units.
You get like
2 feet.
Boom, 2 feet because of that.
Away.
Because we've looked at that in parallel and tried to look some different things, and we couldn't get a better about
it. I mean, do you think you'd have people, so those top units, let's say, you know, you have two cars in there that you can park right behind where the two-car garage is?
No, they won't be able to do that.
There's not enough.
They'll do it.
I mean, in theory, they may do it for a minute, but you'll have enough roar if that was happening.
Yeah.
Well, and people complain and trying to get through.
That's I guess our concern.
So we're trying to avoid it. It's happening.
I can see it happening a lot more.
The difference. Yeah.
Just because they don't want to walk that far. Yeah, we should get parking up on that.
But I think that's the only concern I have.
Yeah.
With
parking.
We'll just go park. We'll just have a park on John's parking and walk across. But we'll look at it again before next, see if we can come up with anything. But it's.
Well, I think the only other option is if you take all the middle parking on the four sales, move it to the third row, and move those down, and then stagger.
Slide it up and stagger it. Mm-hmm.
So then you have some on each one. Where half of it, the parking stalls are moved up one.
But
I don't know if that's a
maybe switch them across the street so
those
the streets
are
not straight.
Stagger it so the streets aren't straight.
Yeah, those are driveways.
But you got driveways there.
Yeah, those are driveways on that side.
They're all valley roads.
Yeah.
If you go by some other line, that's up above there.
I'm sure you'll find a better.
Yeah, that'd be my only concern. Just,
you guys are the experts.
That's what they do. They're the experts.
Yeah, we're the experts.
I trust them. They'll find something.
No, appreciate it. I mean, we're going to own that. We want it to work. So we've been scratching our heads trying to look at it, too. And it's part of why we put so many. So even if they have to walk, at least there should be plenty out there.
I almost wonder if you dropped I have the driveways on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
If you drop that and slid everything down a little bit,
put the driveways,
up on the
second
top one or something
at
like
least
that.
They have parking closer on
that
one.
Force everything down.
At least they'd have some driveways that they're, well, then your neighbors on the one side will be using the opposite side driveways.
But,
yeah, it's a lot of frustration I see.
Okay. We'll brainstorm and see if we can come up with anything.
If you have any further feedback, you can. If you want to send me an email, send Brendan an email. If you want to put your thoughts in writing, that might help us get some clarity on what we need to do.
I'm good. Thank you.
So a little history for some of you.
Teton Bill.
A lot of you who were here.
Oh, Teton
This was all approved as part of a PUD and a development agreement a few months ago, so this went through a long process, ish. So this, so they're not coming back for basically final site plan approval. So the, they have densities laid out, they have design guidelines, they have setbacks, open space requirements, all of that is in the development agreement, which I will send all of you as we start looking at this, a design guideline book, which I will send all of you so you can start looking at it. So this, the densities were approved, this exact layout was not approved, but we all saw this exact layout. I mean, so this is not different than what they've been showing really the whole time. So the kind of little bit different thing they're doing is typically we would see something like this come in for a final, in a phase of so many lots. They're really filing the whole thing right now. So Corey's going to kind of talk you through it.
Pointer's dead, it looks like.
No, we just were talking about it. We never have pointers. But I can point. Yeah, you're tall. Go. I'll point for you. So again, so if you don't know where we are, the high school. High school on the one side. 118th at the north.
Complain about how much it pays you. You can't afford a new battery.
No. I need to charge more.
The non-existent 6400 West is on the other side.
I have gold plated ones.
And then commercial on the corner. I can't remember how many 30 acres or something of commercial was left out.
Yeah.
On the,
piece. And that's not part of what.
That's not part of this,
approved,
but yeah.
Right?
And then, if you remember, this the development went all the way down to 126 Harriman Parkway,
yeah,
Harriman Boulevard.
Yeah.
The south half is just a straight subdivision.
That's already been approved.
No, it was part of the development agreement.
Oh, no, it was on the south side.
Yeah, but the south side of the creek.
South of the, yeah.
The south side of the creek here is just straight subdivision. So
yeah.
We're not talking about that now. The north half is the PUD with open space requirements and all that. So that's what you're talking about now. So. Is that it?
Yeah. I think really, you know, as I understand it, this is really just an opportunity for us to present this to you and kind of bring anyone who needs to be up to speed on where we're at with it. It has received its preliminary plat approval, and now we'll be back officially for, like Bryn said, on the 4th for our final plat approval. And the engineering is really all going forward on these two villages, this village here and this village here. This is Jackson, this is Teton Village. And we just had our DRC meeting and heard from all the staff and got our feedback. And actually, I think all those changes have now been made.
I got 100 emails today, so yeah, I think I got it all.
So we've bombarded Bryn with all of the updated information. And really, there were some pretty minor things for us during that DRC meeting. For example, we had two trees right here in the road that somehow got skipped. So we changed that out and some other pretty minor things that we were looking into. But as a whole, like Bryn said, the design guidelines are done and part of the development agreement, and everything's really moving forward quite nicely. For your information, this portion here, Teton Village, is all age restricted, not age targeted. That was something that was requested, and so this is age restricted and basically 55 plus. So all that will be marketed to and sold to 55 plus.
No percentage of, I mean, it's all, not a certain percentage
all,
that
yep.
is allowed.
All,
okay.
Yep.
Okay.
And then this is, Jackson is your standard PUD, yep. And for clarity, what you're seeing here, everyone knows this is Midas Creek. We added an additional trail to this on the north side just because it made logical sense. This trail continues on down to Big Bend and other developments, and it has the equestrian trail and the paved asphalt trail. But where we're doing these residents on this side, we felt like rather than trying to make them come across at this point or this point, let's just provide our own trail, and then this will be a city park. So all the other parks that you see in here are private parks and belong to the HOA in that development. But the Wash, the trails along here, and this major park will all be city park. There are some other smaller open spaces. Had an interesting discussion with Heidi during the DRC review, but really all this is for monument entrance there. Got it out. This is going to be one of our main entrances here, and it's really a widened shoulder. I think it's 20 feet wide. Rather than running those lots up to the sidewalk or whatever, we've given that extra 20 feet here and then here as well. And so as you come in, that will be open and able to make it larger and have some monument signs. But there are some really nice things as far as when you come in and how you're seeing this park and then the other parks. We've got our two pickleball courts.
Mandatory. Jeez.
And one that's up and coming, the bocce
court. But that's only
course.
For the seniors.
So really, other minor changes, again, from the DRC meeting really don't apply to this meeting, but we did switch this. Originally, we had our tot lot here. We switched it at Heidi's recommendation. Again, it's a private park, so it doesn't need to come back to this body or even the other body for approval. It's private.
So you're talking about we're probably way beyond this, but access connecting with the development on the north side, there's an offset there.
There is an offset here, yep. And that was brought up at the DRC. They've already done their thing, and they're in South Jordan,
right.
And we're doing our thing.
I get it. I didn't know it.
Yeah.
Because it almost would line up if you shifted the main entrance over one road.
We did talk about it, and they are updating their traffic study. I don't think we've got the new traffic study yet, but we did ask them to address that in the traffic study.
We'll see what the traffic study says.
Fortunately, the offset is not the other way, right? Which your left's queuing up won't be in conflict.
And Daybreak, this is a minor for them, not a major. Everything they're running out there is pretty small.
So they don't have.
Which really shocked us here, actually. We're not speaking badly about anybody.
Yeah.
But it really seemed odd to us to have Mustang drive 6,000 west and then neck that thing all the way down.
Yeah,
which
well,
was a little painful for us. But.
I'm assuming future you'll probably have a traffic signal at 64. Likely.
At 64,
I mean, the city, you're right, but nothing in between. I don't know. I think you got corridor agreements or anything like
probably
that.
Not.
Probably not. Nothing in between then.
Right. So.
If it wants it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so at this point, really, if there are questions that we can answer, that if there's anything you feel like you want us to address at this point.
They want water in the creek all the
time.
Yeah, the blue. I'll link
your blue. I'll call you when it rains really hard.
Hey, at least you won't flood the high school.
That's right.
You don't
flood
these
houses. Yeah. Are they all private roads?
No private roads. These
all
are public
roads. Well... except for the alleys.
Yeah,
the
these
outside.
That you're seeing here are drives, essentially, is what they are. They're not roads.
They're just cluster homes.
Uh-huh.
So they're similar to over by Bastion.
Correct.
They're exactly the same.
Correct.
Is there, maybe there is, I just can't tell, is there any plan for extra parking by that big giant city park?
The city will be installing that park, so we'll do whatever we want to do when we get
there.
Well,
I get that, but I was talking about, maybe pulled out for parking.
I think we'll put a parking lot in when we build it.
We'll actually build a parking lot.
It's like 8 acres.
It is,
so
and
I
it's
think
big
down.
Enough to warrant a restroom.
Yeah, so I think we'll do the whole
thing. As long as we get sidewalks.
Yeah.
I was there. Yeah, with a big park like that. with a big park like that, we will have...
I'm sure we'll have a parking lot.
Some parking and likely a restroom.
Corey, you're going to gate the senior. I know that
yeah.
I talked about at one point.
No, we didn't talk about it.
That's a good question. I don't think
that
the senior is gated.
No.
It can't be. They're public roads.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because our main entrances and the way it works flow-wise is this entrance and this entrance obviously will be coming in first because 6400 doesn't exist yet. And so this is going to be like phase one right through here. And so in order to make all that happen, that has to be developed and left open.
So the Teton side is age restricted, the Jackson side is not?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. Other questions?
Part of their open space, you'll remember, is a park down on the corner.
Yes, with a barn.
The White Barn Park.
The barn
is just
first, Corey.
I know.
So
I got hit up first thing.
So,
along with the 1 acre parade home.
Yes.
That is shown on their they submitted an open space plan, so I've got it, so, yeah. But that property is outside of the PUD, which we allow, you know, open space to be kind of separate from the development, so.
Right, but we do meet all of your requirements as far as percentages of open space.
Yeah, that's what the plan shows.
So just a dumb question, but 55 plus.
Ryan told me it's gonna be restricted.
Does that really make sense to put it right next to the high?
Part of a percentage.
I hope it has.
We got about 20%.
Well, actually, I have a
question. This is the sound.
That may be a law.
Well, I have a question with that. Is it only for 55 plus, they can't have any kids?
There's, that's exactly what Bruce was just bringing up. This is, I sat with Ryan.
We're going to relook at that, because the Housing for Older Persons Act allows up to 20.
A certain percentage within that has to remain open for other people.
Right. I think that's right. So we'll double check that, because
that was. We put it in the development agreement, I think.
It is all covered in there.
It's all covered in there, and we'll check it in. Obviously, we'll intend to comply. And by the way, I'm the counsel for the project, and I'm here just in case of weird things like this. And we'll check it in. Obviously, we're going to comply with federal law and the development agreement. I just was a little concerned that. Of course, it was 100%, and I
thought it was like 10%.
I think it's 20.
It's 10 or 20 or something like that.
I'm 98% sure that HOPA is 20%, but whether that's a max or a cap or a minimum, I don't remember.
Right.
And we'll double check that.
Yeah. We meet regulations.
We'll meet with that. We'll comply with code.
So it would be if somebody's 55, but then they have little kids.
The owners do.
Come on, I started late, okay? I'm family late. I am going to be in my 50s, okay?
When I hit 50, I'm going to do this.
That's what I'm saying.
47, my will just
moving in. They will answer that question before they come back to you on the 4th.
Yes, we
will. All I need.
Are we going to talk about stoplight there?
No.
By the high school?
Oh, really?
Which one?
By the high school?
High school
that's
entrance, by the seminary.
No, there's already like there.
So this one. That's going to be a problem.
That's going to be a huge problem.
Oh, trying to get out.
Oh, went to the seniors in the high school.
Yeah.
We're
doing nothing.
The next one that I'm thinking of is on the commercial piece when it comes in. Are there going to be fence issues? Are there going to be fence issues?
That's one of the things we discussed in the DRC, that you will see a change.
I brought this up.
Yep.
Because I said, I want a 6-foot precast wall there.
And that has changed.
And they said, we'll do it when the commercial comes in. And I said, just do it now.
Okay.
Why not? You're building the houses now.
Just on the south. You don't
on
have
the south
that.
Side.
You don't
the
have
other
that
side,
on the
no.
West because
on the road, right?
Okay.
But on that south side of the commercial, they're going to add that to the exhibit.
So access is then.
Access is here.
So they don't have to build.
And access is
later. They don't have to build it later.
To the commercial.
Or build vinyl.
And then they
until the commercial doesn't access, we're not sure what's going out there. But it will, there's a precast wall that will go in.
Yeah.
But we'll
so
have those openings because we don't
know. Well, I just worry about the access getting too close to the intersection soon.
Oh,
soon.
Access.
Like driveway access for the
commercial? Yeah, when that commercial comes in, where you're going to.
We have no
right,
idea.
Right, we'll have to work with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll deal with it then.
Yeah.
Good questions.
Yeah, I mean. Me with the precast walls, they're good for safety, but when they're forever long without a break.
Yeah.
Or if there's not a way to like walk into the commercial, we have to walk all the way around.
Well, that's what they're saying. They've got two axes.
Well,
you've got two little
that's also there. Covered in this, which we did something really nice. And this again deals with the subdivision. Doesn't mean anything, but the other cross sections in it, we give. Some of what really makes a wall bad is when that precast or that solid wall is pushed right up to a sidewalk.
Yeah.
That makes it really bad. In the development agreement and in the design guidelines, we specifically give a buffer there for plantings, trees, and other things.
So similar to what they've done up on arches.
Yeah, they've driven arches.
They'll be like 3 or 4 feet behind. I don't remember if it's three or 4 feet or five feet.
It's five.
Behind the sidewalk.
It's five.
Before the wall.
Be between the wall and the car.
Well, that's a park strip. That exists already, but it's
the
other side
of that
wall.
Yeah, there's a 5-foot park strip, 5-foot sidewalk, and then another 5 feet behind the sidewalk.
I didn't understand yet. There's a lot of entrances there, which I love.
Yeah.
Especially when you can't get to it, you have to jump the wall.
Those 55 plus.
It's
people,
a jump plus.
Wall.
You can't jump over the wall.
I see a ladder.
It's not good.
I've seen that.
Okay.
put an Instacare in there.
By the way, we're not paying for that Mexico is.
They're gonna build it. What are you talking about?
So there is requirements for when they.
Quiet
tonight. Actually, yeah. He's gonna talk down with the band. There are requirements for when they have to dedicate the office space. They obviously have to keep their 20%, and then there's requirements when they have to build it. It's
correct.
All very spelled out in the development agreement. You have to build this trail when you build this plat, and you have to build this part. I mean, it's. So again, we'll send you the development agreement so you can read the whole thing when you
please
click
do.
This.
All you really need to read
is it under 200 pages?
All you really need to read is addendum.
It's actually not that long.
Addendum
it's not
one.
That long.
It's not that
no,
bad.
I'm serious. We John
addendum's pretty short, yeah.
John and I created a new format for doing development agreements, and we put all of the project specific stuff in an addendum number one, and addendum number one is only 11 pages double spaced.
Sweet. At the bottom, does it say under our sole discretion?
And then whatever the planning commission wants.
It does not, and I'm in the Supreme Court tomorrow on the Cottonwood Mall mess. And I'm,
oh, jeez.
I mean, I'm going to try to point out to the Supreme Court if I get a chance that what the reason we come to people like you as opposed to getting this to referendums is because you guys know what you're doing, and we expend a lot of money based off of this. And if this was all subject to referendum, it'd be a I was about to say a bad word.
Mm-hmm.
A nightmare.
Free for all.
Free for all. Chaos. Chaos, whatever you want to use. So, yeah, today I've been working on 15,000 units total. And, yeah, so.
So they are having a neighborhood meeting because they are required to.
Yep.
So they are having a neighborhood meeting
next
Tuesday night.
Yep.
So they'll have that before you see it. And like you know, the residents were very involved in this when it came through. So
just
Is this your
yes,
understatement for the
extend
week?
Outside city limits.
Does the what?
Do the neighborhood meetings extend outside city limits?
No,
I don't think so.
I don't think
no.
we did on this one because there's nobody across.
In this case, it yeah might not
yeah.
apply, but I'm just wondering if
no.
in the future we're
in the future it does actually.
We do 300.
We notify 300 feet from wherever.
Oh,
it
so
is.
Yeah, you encompass.
Yep. On this one, we specifically, especially on neighborhood meetings, we don't. Do just 300 feet. Like this one we did on home subdivision. We knew. And the neighborhood meeting's open.
Yeah. You consider Daybreak notified because I'm their counsel too.
They got a letter.
Taking over.
Any other questions on this one?
What was the feedback from the public last time?
We don't have even time for that whole conversation.
Like, oh, this is the feedback.
This is the feedback.
Yeah.
This is what they got.
This is the result of a year of...
There's no multifamily here. That was really the biggest thing. So all the townhomes got taken out.
This is actually very similar to the map.
It's almost identical to what was shown the whole time.
It's almost identical to what was approved after a year's worth of fire.
So the residents shouldn't be surprised when they see this.
And you look south of this, too, and there's... It's a very good flow from this to this.
It's all large lots south of the creek.
Yeah. Ones and halves, and I think there are some quarters.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's 1 acre lots in there, and quarters. Yeah, it's
so
there.
So, what kind of sidewalk is fronting the homes? Is there a sidewalk?
Yeah, these are public streets, so there'll be sidewalks, park strips.
Park strips.
And we're going to have tons of street trees.
Okay.
Trees
yeah.
on the sidewalk,
trees
in the street, trees everywhere.
In the street,
in the street
we got
we're going crazy.
Traffic calming trees.
Traffic calming trees.
We're gonna develop some good program to make sure.
Okay, let us know if you have questions. This will likely be on your next meeting on October 4th. Okay. So we don't have a second meeting in October. So it's not why actually, it's because it's UAM.
It's
UAM, we always end up canceling that meeting because we end up not having a quorum.
That makes sense. We're going to attend
tomorrow meeting. And we are, so now it works out well now.
Yeah.
You don't want to have to pay you three times a wife.
Thanks, guys.
Various limits to the budget.
I think are we done? Do we need to
adjourn?
We're
adjourned. There you go.
Okay, we're adjourned.
I just heard it.